This is not a particularly well-known piece by Schumann. It's from a collection called Myrtles, meaning, you know, youthfulness. He dedicated it to Clara. And it's got the title of Widmung, or dedication. Originally, it was a song, I mean, for singer and piano. But what does Liszt do? He's notorious for souping things up. What does Liszt do to make this just a piano piece?
Yes, Liszt transcribes this piece for piano. And as you said, Liszt likes to soup things up a bit. So he makes it a very virtuosic piece for piano toward the end of the piece. There are running 16th notes everywhere, and then big momentous chords at the very end to finish it off. But I think, honestly, Liszt is a bit more tame when it comes to this transcription than of the other transcriptions that I've at least played by him. I know his transcription of Rigoletto, I think he really goes a little bit wild with, but I think he's tamer than he is with some other things when it comes to this.
Thank you.
thought I even heard little strains of Schubert's Ave Maria in there a little bit of everything, but really fascinating blend of the Liszt style and the Schumann style.
Mm-hmm.
And you could hear, I think, at least I could, two voices intertwined there.
At least, yes. No, I love playing this piece. It's one of my favorites to play.
Well, Ariella Borod, thanks for sharing it with us for the midday today.
Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure. Hurry back.
I will. Have me back soon.
This is Wisconsin Public Radio.